Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we don't usually hit that song at 10:30, but that was necessary after that one. Welcome back.
And Mark, I mean, it's a good call, but we just have to be, we got to be better with these conversations, man. We got to be better with these.
Yeah.
We do.
I apologize for the yelling. It was a little much for 10 o'clock.
No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, because I just got it.
Good morning, everyone.
I will be calmer the rest of the way. You guys don't have to be, but I will be. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, be honest. Have you thought about what the offense would look like with Tanner McKee? I have. We'll see if everyone else has, or anyone else has. We'll see where this goes over the course of the day. But I am there. All right, before we get back to the phone lines, can we hear from Elliot Shore Parks? Elliot, of course, on the morning show today. He was asked specifically about the idea, any chance that during this season the Eagles would pull the plug and go to the backup quarterback to see what it looks like, to change the variable. Here is how Elliot responded to that.
I think there is 0% chance they replace Jalen Hurts this season. None. I do not think there is a world, barring injury, where they take Jalen Hurts off the field. So I would say it is Petullo. That being said, I don't think there's a good chance Petullo is replaced either. But I would put that at more like 20 or 25%, because if it truly gets bad, I don't think they'll believe Petullo deserves to get fired or, you know, replaced, or however you want to phrase it. I just think if it really gets bad, they'll have to do something to try something, but they're not taking Jalen Hurts off the field. Because if they do, that means Jalen Hurts is never playing a snap for the Eagles again. There is no taking him off the field and bringing him back next year. There's no sitting him for a game and bringing him back. If you take him off the field, he's gone. And so I do not believe they will do that.
So I generally agree with you and Elliot on that, that if they did it, Hugh, that would probably be the end of his time as the Eagles quarterback. The question I have in the back of my mind is, are we closer to that than we think anyway? I mean, I don't know. All I know is this. When the Eagles have bad offenses, they very rarely bring back the coach and quarterback. So maybe this is an outlier. Maybe because they just won the Super Bowl last year, that they look at this year as kind of a, I don't know, they give it a mulligan like they did in 23, and they say, we're running it back next year, new coordinator, and everything will be fine. Maybe. Or maybe we're getting to that point in either Sirianni or Hurts' time where they start thinking about the next coach or the next quarterback. So perhaps we're closer to that reality than we want to admit anyway. That, and the bottom line is, do I think they're going to bench Jalen Hurts? I don't. But I've thought about it. And you did say in the first segment before we started yelling at Mark that you think it would look better for a short sample.
Yeah. I mean, because it always does, Joe. I mean, and that's the reality. That's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
And I was about to say Kevin Cobb, but Tanner McKee's going to come in, and he's going to provide a spark for a bunch of different reasons. The fact that he's probably going to get the ball to the receivers, you know, and there's a, like, let me be careful with what I'm saying for people can understand, because this is where it's going to get. I'm going to get into the minutia a little bit. It's going to look easier because, number one, Tanner's going to be trying to impress, and he's going to get the ball out of his hands, so it's going to probably be a lot of quick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be that. It's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to keep defenses on his heels and try to keep him in front of the chains. It's not going to be that intricate stuff. Or it might be. You know, with me recklessly speculating, it might be. And you're going to have success with that early on because nobody's seen it. Nobody. Remember how when we were talking about, who was it? Shula. Who was the coach for the Cowboys? I forgot his name.
Kellen Moore?
Well, no.
No, Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer. And the defense changed, and we were talking about how different it's going to look, yep, and things like that. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. Detroit, new play call.
Oh, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell, because we didn't know what the offense was going to look like. We didn't know what it was going to look like. So it's a little bit like that, but that outcome wasn't successful for them. But it's going to be probably for us because Tanner's been in this offense a while. He understands the nuances of the offense. He's going to get a chance to run with the ones. You know, they're going to be juiced about that. So it's going to look good, and people are going to be excited, and there's going to be dancing in the streets. and all that other stuff.
I just
for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just am at the point with the season in this offense where I stopped expecting it to change. We're 13 weeks in. We'll see if they actually will change anything with terms of who's calling the play. Sirianni has reiterated multiple times, no. But, you know, a couple years ago he said Desai was still the coordinator and then took that, you know, he took the role away from him kind of behind the scenes. So maybe. I just, it's like I'm going to keep banging my head against the wall expecting different results. This is the results of this offense. So to me, it's natural to wonder what the other quarterback would do because he's the other quarterback.
Well, I will say this. They've stood on business when they talk about not changing the coordinator. They've kind of said that. They've made that clear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there would be what they call it an S storm if you bench Jalen right now. Even though and another thing, I don't think Jalen has done anything egregious to be benched. It's okay to think about it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
So, all right, so you say he has done anything egregious to be benched.
Egregious.
In the last month, he's played like a bottom five quarterback in the league. So what do we do with that?
We just
shrug our shoulders?
You know what's funny? And I'm serious when I say it, but it's ironic. Because if you look at it, Jalen's been Jalen. I think Spike said that. He was like, dude, Jalen's – like when you look at Jalen's career, this is Jalen.
So – I agree, but I think there's erosion happening, and I don't know if we're talking about it enough. I don't think he runs as fast. I don't think he's been as accurate
this
year.
His game has evolved, but when you talk about – when you talk – like, you know what's funny? Because when I first got here, you know, and you can go back and look at that year. What was it, the first 2023? So 2022 was the season while I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, you came here right as they went to the Super Bowl.
Yes, yeah. 2022. Go back and look at – what's his name? Marcus Mariota's numbers, and go look at Jalen Hurts' numbers. Now, that's like when you talk about the tale of two quarterbacks, that is the best mirror that I can give for everybody that wants to talk about Jalen and this, that, and third. Jalen was throwing the ball probably 25 times a game, but you were winning. Marcus Mariota was in that same vein. Their completion rates and the passes they threw, their numbers were eerily similar. But the difference is Jalen was winning and Marcus Mariota wasn't. So when you talk about what Jalen is, only thing that's changed about Jalen this year and in the last couple of games to me is the volume of throws. He's thrown more. And when you throw more, like it felt like, if I'm looking at it, it felt like they tried to keep him in the 25 to 30 pass a game range.
Sure.
And they tried to do the same thing with Marcus Mariota, and he couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Jalen's, but like, I say that to say that Jalen's been, that's who Jalen is.
I know, but he used to have his legs, and his legs are not a big part of things. I'm just, as I watch him, I don't care about the numbers or any of that stuff. As I watch him, I'm just not sure what he does at a high level anymore. He's been less accurate this year. He doesn't run as much or as well as he used to. He was never a guy that's going to drop back 40 times to pick you apart from the pocket. He used to help the run game because of his legs, like the RPO.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like the player we have now, not his resume or any of that. I'm just struggling to see now what is the super upside to the player.
I would say
where I'm at.
I would say, if anything, and I've said this the last couple of days, evolution.
But is he actually evolving?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say, Joe. You're being a little defensive. Mark got you all defensive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got your back, dog. We good. But no, if anything, you could say that this offense hasn't evolved to the point where you could do the things that you used to do. That's why I talked about the Kevin Cobb in the four games thing. Jalen has had, if you say anything about Jalen, Jalen has had the best, what, five-year run that you could have as a quarterback. You know, when you talk about, like, Jalen's legacy is already written, in my opinion. His legacy is already written. Jalen's going to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to this because of what he's accomplished so far. Now, what you're talking about, Joe, is evolution. Or evolution. That's what we're talking about. And if he hasn't evolved and the game has caught up with him, then you might have to pivot. But we don't know that for sure yet.
No, we don't. And the Eagles probably know more and feel more. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy thumbs up, Tanner Tuesday, man.
Tanner Tuesday.
Not happy.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, I'm glad we're in a safe place.
Is this a safe space? Somehow Mark
we're
snuck in here, and
he didn't realize
we were in a safe space.
No shortcut, home.
But we are in a safe space.
Ain't no shortcut.
Guys, what a beautiful thing. I know Kyle had been grinning ear to ear. What a start to the show. Joel made an appearance in the first segment, and, you know, he tagged in. Hank Douglas came off the upper rope. I mean,
a little late for break, though.
Yeah, that's on me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, you started cooking. I was like, I needed a break anyway. So
you can't interrupt great radio like that. I know. Blue jeans. You better be on point today because this show is ready to cook. I mean, guys, let's go with this. Here, let's get into this. I agree with Hugh and AJ. Tanner's the future, and he's a better quarterback. You know, in the Eagles dictionary, if you look up the word execution, the definition means the quarterback. So every time you hear any of the coaches or players say execution, just insert the quarterback. And it clarifies a lot of things. We're not benching Jalen, though, okay? Let's get this right. We're letting his, air quotes, injury heal. Because, you know, if the Phillies could do it, why can't the Eagles do it, all right? So I say give Tanner McKees to the car and let's ride. You know, the offense, it can't be any worse. I don't understand when people try to say, oh, well, you know, we're going to ruin him and we're going to this and we're going to that. We have the worst, the most abysmal, god-awful offense in the world right now. So, like, what are we afraid of? We can't go worse than rock bottom. We're there. So, you know what? To all you blind-ass Jalenites out there, go suck an egg, all right? I'm tired of watching one of the most talented teams and offenses in the NFL just underperform, all right? You know, we could only go up from here. And you know what, Hugh?
Yes.
I don't care that we got a $50 million quarterback that's going to sit on the bench and a $1 million quarterback that's going to go in the game. It doesn't matter. It's $51 million. I want the combination that's going to work. I want offense. I'm tired of watching this dreck every Sunday. It's ridiculous. It's trash. It's terrible. We're just afraid to say it because we're going to hurt somebody's feelings. If Jalen's feelings are going to get hurt because he stinks and he needs to sit down while somebody else gets out there and we can figure something out, you know what? Grow up. You're an adult. You got a job. That's what happens. When you're not coming through, your boss sits you down and he gives the task to somebody else. And you know what? You've been given all the opportunity. 13 weeks we've been watching this. 13 weeks. You had 13 chances and you failed. So you know what? The other guy gets a shot. That's how this goes. Reminder, that's how you got your job in the first place. Last things I'm going to leave you with, you know what? Last message is, Kyle, listen to your upper lip. Come on home. Have a good day.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I mean, that was an unnecessary shot for the end there for no reason.
Kyle's been just kind of laying out today. He ain't really, you know.
Well,
it wasn't. I didn't want to get in the middle of that.
It was a lot at the end of the first segment. There's only so much nonsense you could listen to.
He already yelled at me on the phone first.
Oh, did he?
Of course.
Yes, okay, that's wonderful. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we do have a prize to give away. Guess how we're doing it?
Hugh's Clues.
No way. That's still on the shelf. No, ComboCon. It's ComboCon Day. Let's get to it.
ComboCon!
It is ComboCon presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
Almost
and
forgot.
Gerhardt, me too. Gerhardt's Appliances. We can't forget ComboCon. And Hugh's Clue still on the shelf, still in suspension here. All right, today you're playing for the Jack Daniel's prize pack, which includes the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, the playing cards, along with the Weber Grobarsch courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And today's winner will be automatically qualified for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 in rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you could find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember to celebrate responsibly. Well, I think it's just appropriate today that our combination is someone that replaced someone else. I mean, as we discussed the idea of, have you thought about Tanner Time? You know, like replacements. Like, let's just use an example. Michael Keaton played Batman, and then Val Kilmer played Batman. Right? Yeah, and George Clooney. Like, someone who replaced you. Could be an actor in a series. Could be athletes, obviously. I mean, we could go to a lot of different quarterbacks that replaced other quarterbacks over time. Someone that replaced someone. That combination, that kind of combination. Best answer we get today wins today's prize. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville, who's up on WIP. Hey, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Ed, what's up, pal?
So I'm up for giving Tanner McKee a shot, and I have like this brazenly borderline stupid idea, but I just hear me out, okay?
Mm-hmm. No stupid ideas.
No, not on this show.
Only stupid people.
It's a reckless idea, Hugh, a reckless idea.
Reckless, okay, reckless.
In my opinion, it's not going to happen, but I think this week of all weeks would probably be just as good a time as any to give Tanner McKee a shot, because even if he does crap the bed, you got the Raiders coming up next. You put Hurts back in. Like, I know it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but, you know, in hockey, when you got a goalie who gives up four goals, you put the other guy in. And then I don't understand why that can't work in this scenario. I get there's other complicating factors, but, I mean, the Eagles – really seem like that they're in a helpless position, because you got Tanner McKee, who has a lot of promise, but he's also one of your best tradable assets. And do you really want to put him behind, you know, this offensive line, get him hurt, and then his trade value goes down? And Jalen Hurts' cap hit going up each year. So, like, they're really in kind of a difficult position, in my opinion.
Well, they are. And the other comparison I thought of when you were saying that, like, you know, you go to one and then you go back to the other. I mean, 2008, they took Donovan out of that game in Baltimore. They put Cobb in and they went back to Donovan on, I think it was the Thanksgiving night game against the Cardinals, if my memory serves. And they won and they got on the run with Donovan and made it back to the title game. I mean, that can happen. And then once in a while, something does happen like that.
Yeah, and then really quick on Petullo, not talking about the awful thing that happened to him. That's just inexcusable. But
yeah, that's some stupid kids. They need their parents need to be beat up. Beat their parents up.
Like, when I was a kid, I was talking about, hey, Dad, should I egg this guy's house? And I can't say on the air what he said he'd do to me if I did. So that was a very easy deterrent. But, granted that this was behind a Hall of Fame quarterback, but, you know, Sirianni and Petullo helped call plays for the Colts when they were a top 10 offense. So the offense that we're seeing now isn't, in my opinion, the Sirianni offense. It's the Sirianni offense for Jalen. And the only way I think that we're going to see anything different is if we give McKee a shot. But I don't really think that's likely. I don't think it's a 0% probability, to Elliott's point. But I really think it's a high-risk scenario. It's not like a low risk. I think now is probably a good time to do it. I just, you know, two or three more losses, it may be too late.
Well, it could be, yeah. And the point you bring up about Sirianni and Petullo, it would give us clarity, right? Like, are they really the issue with the offense? Is it the quarterback? Like, we're looking for change variables here to figure this out. Ed, what do you got for us? Someone that replaced someone else.
I don't know if the greatest show on turf would have happened if Kurt Warner didn't replace Trent Green in 1999.
It's a good one. It's a famous one. Ed, we appreciate it. Good phone call.
Strong.
You're in the mix.
Out the gate.
That is a strong one. All right, 215-592-9494. This show, I don't know, are we strong out the gate today? A little too strong out the gate? Just appropriate out the gate? I don't know. I mean, remember, this, Hugh, this is a safe space.
Yeah, I'm with it.
So have you thought about it?
Nah.
No one believes that. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's have the conversation. Have you thought about what the Eagles offense would look like with Tanner McKee under center? I have. I've thought about it. I think it would look better. I don't like the way Jalen is playing right now. I'm not saying he's done, but he's certainly in a rut right now. And this offense is not good. That hasn't been good the entire season. Have you thought about it? Have you privately wondered what this thing would look like with Tanner McKee. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Devin Caney will join us next as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. Throw them damn leftovers away. Like, it's time to throw the leftovers away. Seriously. Now it's time to get you some Recipe Essential sweet Italian sausage and get you some stuffing. Make you a breakfast casserole with this, man, so that you don't have to worry about those leftovers. Because if you're eating leftovers now, it's like we had Thanksgiving Thursday. So you just leave the leftovers alone. So just get up, whip yourself up a breakfast casserole that your family will be thinking about the Thanksgiving dinner that you had. But we got to get some new, you know, we got to get some new food in there. For store location and recipe ideas, hit up simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.